It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 919.
Happy Fat Friday. What is happening? How's the vibe?
It's good. It's good. I am eating today Lazy Daisy butter. Do you say pecans or pecans? What do you say?
I guess there's a third option. Pecans.
Pecans. You're saying pecans. You're pecans, pecans on the weekend.
I've done that. Pecans.
Mm-hmm. I think pecans might be the American sort of way. But yeah, this is the buttered pecans and butterscotch toffee milk from Hey Tiger. So I'm going to try this as part of the Christmas range. What have you got?
I just went down to an establishment and I was vibing. I mean, it's sunny in Melbourne. It is that Friday vibe. Like it's feeling much more normal. Even though people are in masks, but Victoria has had over 2 weeks of zero cases of coronavirus. So it feels like it's gone. Mm-hmm. I know it's around. Feels like it's gone. You know? And so it's like a hemorrhoid, really. It's like sometimes, but it's fucking still there. Good. It just doesn't feel bad.
Yeah, go on. So what
am I right?
What have you got?
So I went to a bakery and I was speaking to Jess Lucas on the phone, GM Jess, and I said, because she's on I call it a lifestyle. Others would call it a strict diet. But hey, it's working. She's having success, which is the main thing. And I said to her, if you were me, what would you eat? And she said, I can't. I couldn't eat anything. I was like, no. If I had to just eat what you told me to, what would you get? And so I went in and I know the guys at this bakery and I took some photos. I was like, man, do you mind if I take a photo of the pie area? So I took a photo of the pie area, the sweets area, the sandwiches area.
Wow.
and Jess circled exactly what she wanted.
Okay.
And right. I bought that.
Is it sweet or savory?
Well, I ate the pie. I was too fucking hungry. It was the most amazing chicken and mushroom pie.
Can I guess what it's going to be?
Well, this is the sweet. So you can guess the sweet. I'll give you that much. Think Jess Lucas, think sweet. Yeah.
So I would go smiley face. But it's not going to be a smiley face.
Well, do you know what? She said to me, oh, I would go a smiley face. I said, it's not that kind of a... It's a French patisserie. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
I could imagine her going those pink, fluffy coconut things. Like a jelly cake or something? Or what
are
they called?
Nah. I reckon you could get it on your second try. Cream. Think about a bakery.
Well, it's not the chocolate eclair.
No.
Is it a hedgehog?
Nah, that's a... I can imagine two more guesses.
Yeah.
Two more. Definitely. Come on. I'm about to bring it up.
Lemon slice.
Nah, one more. Come on.
Is it a tart?
That's not an answer. You need a definitive question.
Okay.
Definitive answer.
Definitive answer.
Okay, here we go. Come on.
Okay. No. Don't go yet. I'm still going. Is it a... What else do they have? They would have a 3, 2, 1. What is it? I can't think of anything else.
Yeah. It's a fucking vanilla slice the size of my head.
Vanilla slice, of course. Wow.
It's huge, dude.
I should have known.
It's fucking ginormous. I saw it and I was like, oh, yeah. But then I got it and I was like, oh, my. This is fucking ginormous. Let me take a bite. Here we go.
Oh, this is good. Oh, mate. There is so much cream.
Jess, great choice. Everything a vanilla slice should be. Complicated to eat because you can't cut it in half. It's too hard. Not too sweet though, like perfect. I love that.
Mm.
Anyway, tartan in Bulleen. Or Baldwin, sorry. Awesome. Just one thing. Today I woke up and, I mean, last night, that's another story actually. I've just got into an edit.
Mm-hmm.
Premiere Pro opens up and I've got my headphones in. I'm strapped in, you know, got the aircon on. In fact, I'm going to turn it back on. Got the aircon on, it's blowing on me. I got my headphones on. I'm in the zone. And then literally it sounded like this.
Oh, really?
And what it was the aircon turning off and slowly sort of lowering its pushing of air.
Mm-hmm.
But in my headphones, because they went there was no sound in them anymore. I could really hear the zoo of the aircon. Anyway, my computer had switched off completely mid-edit.
Oh, that's annoying.
So annoying. Like, and it's plugged into the wall, so it's not a laptop. So it's, I could hear a laptop in another room going, playing something. And I was like, hang on, what's going on? What's happened? Then I turned on my camera, which is plugged into power. And I was like, that's on. Okay. It's not completely on. What the fuck? Press my computer. I'm like, oh no, the computer's dead. I'm fucking needing to deliver things. I've got stuff on.
So you thought
there.
It wasn't not only a power thing, you thought the computer had shit the bed.
Yep, because the light on the aircon was still on. Still on. And I turned it on, it wouldn't blow any air. I was like, okay, this is all fucking a bit weird. I removed, this is the fucked up bit, I removed my quadruple adapter. Another name for it, power board. Lost that, went out of my head. Removed the power board from the wall where my computer's plugged into the power board, plugged the computer straight into the wall, turned it back on. It worked. My computer worked.
Really?
Then all of a sudden, my computer went off.
I've been having this issue as well. I don't know what this is, but I've had an issue with our bedroom where it doesn't like charge. Like if we have the laptop plugged in and the iPad doesn't charge. It's another story. I don't know what the deal is with that. Do you know what that is?
Well, I mean, it might be connected to what I'm about to say, but have you ever heard of a brownout and not brownout. Getting your brownout or a brown eye or a full moon back in the day?
Some people call doing a poo browning.
Okay, it's not.
Or making
let's
a brown.
Just say it's got nothing. Making dirt. It's got nothing
What's
to
that
do.
From? Is that Borat?
Oh, yeah, Borat. He says, you make dirt? You make
That's
poo?
Very funny.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, so what's a brownout?
Well, I called my brother because what was happening was I turned the lights on. It was like on and then it was flickering. And then the fridge was turning on and off, on and off. I was like, we're still eating power.
Were you getting What's worried that appliances, I feel like this is a sort of thing where shit gets broken. So it's like.
Dude. Worried. Real worried. I got a computer here that's got work on it that I need to do. It's my only work device.
Yeah, I was obsessed as a kid of uninterrupted power supplies. I had this real fear that I was going to lose power and not be able to use the computer. They're quite expensive, but it's a big sort of, it's a box that sits between your power and your computer. And if the power goes out, you have about 15 minutes. It starts beeping. You can shut everything down.
Yeah.
Runs off battery.
Yeah, so you don't lose anything. So I call my bro because he's an electrician. Mm-hmm. And I checked the power box. Nothing had been shorted. So it's like nothing needed to be turned back on. It wasn't any of that. A brownout, he tells me. Sends me a wiki link. A brownout is an intentional or unintentional drop in voltage in an electrical power supply system. Intentional brownouts are used for load reduction in an emergency. The term brownout comes from the dimming of incandescent lighting when the voltage reduces. A voltage reduction may be an effect of disruption of an electrical grid or may occasionally be imposed in an effort to reduce load and prevent a power outage known as a blackout. So the difference between the blackout and the brownouts. Blackout's gone. Brownouts, you still have some current, but it's very low. And so I was in the middle of my first brownout.
I wonder what happens with people that have solar panels. I guess they wouldn't experience that.
I don't know. I mean, that's something Rob Ward would be across. He's got a few solar panels on his house. I'm not sure if they switch over to only use the solar power energy. Mm-hmm. I thought it's just feeding into a grid unless you're completely off the grid properties. Mm-hmm.
So I remember there was I don't understand it. I'm not even going to enter into it because I don't get it.
So what happened was you said something malfunctions. Mm-hmm. The only thing that malfunctioned was Michelle Laurie in my room. And so, my fan is named Michelle Laurie.
Oh, that's right.
Michelle Laurie gave me the fan. And so it's a Dyson. And the Dyson's lights were still on, but it said F4. What do you do if you see F4? I don't even know what that means. It never says F4. It either says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for the speed or 40 mins,
F4, min. Did you Google it?
Yeah, so I Googled it. F4 is a fault function in Dyson products where you need to disconnect it from the power source for 60 seconds, no more, no less, and then plug it back into another... No, I didn't. I just actually took it out. So I took... Yeah. Anyway, I plugged it back in and it works. It lost its fault function. And so, what a nightmare. But I tell you what, things happen for a reason, Josh Jansen. You know? Brownout caused me to call you to say... What can I look up? Because you're the tech guy and looking up shit. You said go Twitter. Mm-hmm. I'm on Twitter.
We're searching Boleyn and things like that. Couldn't find anything there, but you did find something.
I tell you what I found in Boleyn. The Kiss FM street team giving away prizes at the Boleyn Plaza, which is about 5 minutes walk from my joint.
So did you find it because you searched Boleyn?
I literally searched Boleyn. Saw it. They're like, hey guys, we're at the Boleyn Plaza from 5 p.m. giving away free prizes. I was like,
and so how far away is that from your joint?
Yeah, 5 minutes, dude. Just literally, I'm like, this is amazing. So I went for a walk first, stinking hot, 35 degrees or something. And then I get to the Boleyn Plaza. I see them setting up. I'm just like, I now know what it feels. I used to work on that street team or the street team for the radio stations. There would always be people hanging around that knew that we'll come and it's ready. And I was the guy, just like, I literally was peeking around a corner, just like, fucking.
Were there many people there?
Well,
what sort of I went up,
I reckon. So they pulled out the front of Domino's in, parked across some car spots. Mm-hmm. So they had a good spot. PA system set up, the car with the graphics, Jason PJ on the side. Mm-hmm. They had a spinning wheel, you know, like a Wheel of Fortune wheel. Had a hand sanitization station. It was awesome. And so I was about the second person there and I went up and I spun it. And it was either, you know, you could win some merch or you could win some pizza. Two large pizzas and, two sides. And so I spun it and I didn't win, but she said, oh, you can have some merchandise, you know, if you want.
What
I said,
no. I was,
well, it was a phone charger or a drink bottle.
With like a Jason PJ.
Must have been. I don't know. I didn't get it because I said, oh, I'd prefer the pizza. And she said, all right, you can have the pizza.
Oh, that's nice.
and so because I know how it works. I would do that same shit. Someone would just ask and be like, all right, mate, here you go. And so I got myself dinner, the house, no power, didn't want to cook, it was too hot, the aircon had gone.
Were your neighbours, was their power out as well?
Their power was gone. Mm-hmm. Their power was gone. And so it things happened for a reason. Blackout, brownout into two large pizzas and two sides. Thanks, Kiss FM.
What sides did you get? Oh, can we get that clean? The thanks, Kiss.
Thanks, Kiss FM.
I actually remember I went to the car show many years ago, and Gold FM was there. I remember I was shocked because I was there and they had sort of the outside broadcast section, and no one was in there. They had the PA system and there was someone talking and I was like just blown away with like, what are they doing? Wait, hang on. I'm looking at the microphone. There's no one there. How's this happening? It was a pre-record. And but I entered the competition and, got a call. I was under 18 or whatever. So got a call maybe a month later, a few weeks later saying you've won. Brand new tires for your car, and so mum and dad were mum and dad were wrapped with that. That was dude, great.
That's $300-$400, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, a lot of value.
How did you win it? What did you have to do?
You just had to fill out the details. I'm sure no one was doing it.
Yeah, you got to be in it to win it. That's exactly right. You got to spin it to win it. You
know? Was anyone else waiting in line?
So by the time I'd ordered my pizza, and get this for luck. I hadn't charged my phone the previous night, so my phone by the end of the day was like rat shit. It was like
so sort of irresponsible that you didn't go for the the battery.
I know. It's the thing I needed most. Mm-hmm. I didn't need the calories from the two large pizzas. But
which pizzas did you get, by the way?
Oh, barbecue chicken with pineapple, Amy's request, and then a vegetarian, which was nice. And so, anyway, I got the thing that said you can, you know, get your pizzas. Mm-hmm. I went into the Domino's there and they said, oh, you got to get this online. I was like, oh, no. So, I downloaded the app. I'm at 2% battery. I'm putting in the details.
I was sweating.
And I secured the order. I got it.
That's great.
And so,
were they not doing, was it just because of the promo was online?
The promo is just a code. You can actually get free delivery or whatever. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was full on.
Exciting. Oh,
but I was saying this morning I woke up and about that sort of pickle where I got no t-shirts, got absolutely no t-shirts that are clean. There's some clean right now because they've just been washed, but I need to dry them. And I have I don't want to say the name of the brand because I feel like we've already given them too much, you know, too much credit lines. Mm-hmm. I will say you could probably gauge who it is. And don't cut to a wide because you'll see the logo. Because I've had to resort to wearing the merchandise that they sent us. Mm-hmm. I will say the reason I am apprehensive about going down to somewhere like the bakery, which come to think about it, I'd forgot I was wearing it.
You look like a promo guy.
On the back of the shirt, it just has this huge thing that says, "Your balls will thank you" in large text. Large.
Were you wearing this when you got your pizza thing?
No.
That would have been perfect. If you had that yesterday, it's just like you are the ultimate prize pig because it's a t-shirt that you definitely won.
At another contest. Yeah. But I went down to the... I literally was self-conscious about wearing it to the coffee shop this morning and then to the bakery. And then I actually have just forgotten that I'm wearing it. But I was thinking about promotional t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a class of people, category of people that would actually vibe them and like them and wear them. Majority, and I'm talking sort of that disposable. They're not disposable, but they're highly just... They don't care about the quality. They're just sending them out. Although this one is quite fucking comfy and good quality. But they are just given out, right? They're relying on people that have run out of clothes in their wardrobe. Mm-hmm. And they're relying on people that keep promotional clothing and keep in their wardrobe for when they're just gronks and haven't actually done the washing. Mm. Because I'm actually forced into a corner. I can't walk around in a no top all day, mate.
But don't you feel that sometimes promo stuff done right... they get you on the quality. So, if the quality is good, so for instance, I've got this code pen, this, you know, like a CSS, like random sort of coding website, did a video on the founder and he gave me a hoodie. That hoodie is so comfortable that I wear it all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so there's...
What about Frame.io? You had the Frame.io t-shirt that you were wearing for a while?
Yeah, so it is the quality. So... you have no real affinity to the brand, but you're willing to wear it based on the quality.
I bought McDonald's socks.
Yeah, they're good though. I think they're a good purchase and a bit hipster. You know, pull them up high with your three-quarter pants. But what about all the other stuff? Because what you're saying is not every brand. Think about the amount of promotional gear given away. And a lot of them are crappy t-shirts.
So, what are the brands that you would wear? I remember for my 18th birthday, a friend giving me an Apple Chadston t-shirt. She got it because she was one of the first people to go into the store. I think it was the first 100 people got a t-shirt.
Did you look like a staff member?
You did.
This is actually a thing too, dude. It's like quite hip to get staff clothing of places. Mm-hmm.
Well, Bunnings, and then you can buy the Bunnings hat. You can buy IKEA have taken the IKEA bag, you know, that sort of blue material, you know, that sort of blue plastic sort of material. Yes. They've turned that into a hat, like one of those sort of like bowl sort of hat things.
Yeah, yeah, bucket hat.
Bucket hat.
Hipster.
Yeah.
Bucket hats are full hipster at the moment.
So what other brands? Like Coca-Cola, I feel like, is a brand that people would sort of wear.
Strong enough. I mean, I would probably get around in a Foot Locker, sort of look like a coach. Okay. Just look like I'm about to bloody referee a game of, you know.
So are you talking indoor uniforms soccer? Then? Like, what,
well, there's uniforms? A bit of both because you can almost, yeah, other than, because there are probably some brands that do cool looking merch on purpose, but it's more just, so Grant Smiley, who we had on the show about a year ago over in LA, he is just about to open Ponyfish Island, his venue in Melbourne. Awesome, unique spot on the Yarra, in the, sort of midway on a bridge that sort of steps down to this little platform area. So it's like nowhere else like it in Melbourne whatsoever. And they've just done a reno. But he's just posting photos of their new uniform. And their uniform's sick, like the staff's uniform. Crisp, like good quality. Looks like great
blue
colors.
Blue and white, I could imagine. What colors?
Great colors. I think there was some like pastels, like real summery vibe.
It's different between pastels and pastels.
I don't know.
Pastels. I like that.
It sounded cooler to say pastels.
Yeah. Because. You
know? Croissant. Croissant, mate.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Yeah, no, but so what other brands? Like, let's think about brands that we would wear.
Oh. I mean, Adidas, you're talking about the big power players, Adidas, Nike, which these people sell. It's no, because they sell the clothing. You can't.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get. Yeah, they're not giving away merch. Okay, so you're taking it away from that.
So yeah, it needs to be something like a.
So Coca-Cola is probably in line. Mm-hmm. Uber, would you? I've seen people rocking Uber merch. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, you wouldn't wear it?
I'm on the fence. I think, you know what? I owned one.
Did you?
So
did
a friend that, where is that gone? Where is my t-shirt gone? Yeah, I had an Uber t-shirt.
As he said that, his t-shirt that he was wearing just disappeared.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, I did have a friend worked at Uber in the early days and she gave me one. yeah, what other brand?
Techie One Three Cabs.
No, sorry.
Surfboarding brands, so they're, like, they're cool. Rip Curl. No, Rip Curl, at that point,
that's their clothing brands.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. There's a few surfboard brands that aren't necessarily there. Mm-hmm. McTavish. So these are some sort of bespoke. Oh, I've got one. Evolve Skateboards.
Oh, yeah.
So skateboard brands that just throw in a cheeky tee. To get you, you know, get you wearing their brand. I was wearing that this week.
Do we think that 2021 could be the year that we actually sort out the Daily Talk Show merch in a proper way, having something constantly up? That would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. I mean, what do you think about uniforms? What do you think about uniforms? Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, big media company. It could look nice. Like these A&S color long sleeve numbers are actually quite nice. And so
quite
putting
nice.
Like
6 months of the year.
Yeah, so BMC on that could look okay, but it can also look super sort of daggy. Like I've seen a few sort of production companies where they have their own t-shirts.
Yeah.
And you've just got to rein in the like making sure that things are ironed.
Oh,
because it's
if it's not
an ironed t-shirt, it just looks like I don't know if they just do it for the shoots. Like everyone's got to wear your company t-shirt and then it's all crinkled up. It just
it's at the bottom of the fucking wardrobe.
Nothing's worse. You know what's nothing's worse than a crinkled t-shirt that's then tucked in? It's very fucking confusing. Do you care or don't you care? Do you know what I mean? Because like in
Welcome back to Queer Eye for the it's not that, it's just called Queer Eye now.
Yeah. No, but don't you feel that the it's sort of a bit confusing? Where it's like if I creased t-shirt that then is tucked in, I just assume that they got food on the bottom half.
Well, it's 50% commitment. It's like it's you're 50% there.
Did you ever tuck in shirts or t-shirts as a kid?
As in what way? Like,
well, so when
So
when I played golf, I'd have my polo and I would tuck it all in and then I would put my arms up and then it would sort of pull out and I would sort of, so you would have like a nice even around the sides, the perfect, sort of pulling at it, that type of thing.
That makes sense though, suits and, but I mean, it's more.
T-shirts, I can imagine you sort of having
it
really
was a look.
Long and then like tucking in half of it, like the front of it, and then having the other sort of just...
Yeah. Nah, you're right. You're spot on. I've definitely exposed the belt buckle. Mm-hmm. with a t-shirt with the metal. Sort of,
I could imagine you
down.
Having that sort of like, you know, the buckle that would sort of close on itself. It was
Were they called? Ezekiel was a brand that did them skating. They're like a skater belt, but no, not those. It was more as I got a bit older. I think there's been some looks that, you know, you're just showing sort of that belt buckle. I mean, fuck, this is getting out of my territory.
What about different
fashion.
Eras? So, the Daily Talk Show, I like the idea of doing different eras. So, we say, okay, February, we're starting merch again. The theme is 90s. And so, it's all 90s style merch. Like, imagine...
You think people wear... What you want is someone... The thing is, you can't do that because you want to create something... But it's cool.
Like, imagine...
But it's not.
Imagine a polo...
What's cool from the 90s?
Fucking everything. Have you not seen the... Seriously, we've been through this. The Michael Jordan doco, they all look really cool.
Literally, there's just been an article out recently. It was like the 10 worst suits worn by NBA players, and it was all the suits that were from those days.
But think about, like, I could imagine a...
So one thing I'll say about 90s, which I've just looked up, is it is the young TikTok girls at the moment, like tummy exposed, some sort of high-waisted jeans. That's what it is looking like. But, I mean, that's not us. We're not doing tummy tops for boys.
But what about
girls?
What about like a polo shirt? That's like got a bit of sort of patches to it. Like imagine, like I could imagine a different type of collar. Like so you have like one colour and then sort of a patterned collar, or you could have like a patterned pocket.
Yeah.
That could be nice.
Look, would you buy it if you were ever to buy merch?
Yes, yeah. I think I would. So what do you think is appealing for the Daily Talk Show from a merch perspective?
Well, it's all about finding what's in at the moment.
What do you think's in?
Well, I don't know. But I know it's not 90s clothing necessarily. Think Will Smith. Think Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, but it's too out there for majority of people. I'm sure there is a bunch of people that would are probably saying, you're a fucking idiot, I wear 90s. Not everyone wears 90s, dude. Not everyone's wearing suspenders and shit.
But what about like Princess Di? There's the new show out or like a new season, The Crown, isn't it? I think Grace was talking about the new season or whatever, and we're going through all of Princess Diana's clothing. She had great style and a lot of it 90s.
Well, that was in the 90s. When did she die?
1996, I believe.
So you're saying that was 90s, but she was in the 90s. And so
that's how
she
works.
Was wearing fashion of the times. I'm saying
but that all comes around.
Fashion
the thing
of
is,
now times.
If you look at Princess... type in Princess Diana fashion, I'm not joking. You know, like these orange short shorts that everyone's wearing, you know, like the sort of the skin tight sports shorts.
Oh yeah, I mean the hard bit is you type in any fashion stuff and it's bringing up female fashion.
No, but so type in Princess.
Are we going to do
Diana
fashion? Are we going to do a range of Princess Diana inspired the Daily Talk Show merch?
Like the signature,
do you think
the royals
will come after
us? We'll get sued if we include sort of anything PD. Relating to her, like her signature or whatever in it. But look at the fashion.
Good colours. Like it is sick colours. These colours are in definitely. You're seeing
you
can
look
more
at
of
it.
The stuff.
See, looking at this, I would think that she was at the fucking polo, like this year.
She
like
probably was, dude.
Yeah. There's a conspiracy. She hasn't skipped a beat when it comes to fashion. All of this stuff, if you look at any that Harvard that top with the Harvard, and she's got her cool shoes with the white socks and the short shorts, like this is all
I think
2020.
What we need is a fashion advisor, a merch
head of fashion and merch.
We need that. That's what we need. Our next hire, head of fashion and merch.
Head of fashion.
Which styles the team daily and also creates the merch, like at least the lookbook.
Yeah, so we should start, like, what would happen if we sort of elevated the Daily Talk Show merch to be like Yeezys?
Well, you, I mean,
like that sort of, like a really sort of fashion. What if
we, like, we need to go into more debt and be absolutely out there.
Like, maybe just some have crazy embroidery. Ideas. I think that we need some, yeah. I mean, isn't he doing okay? He's not in debt anymore, isn't he?
No, but he was in serious, serious debt with Donda, his brand, and then...
I don't know, Donda.
Well, yeah, that was his fashion label, Donda. Mm-hmm. Look it up, Donda, Kanye West. Donda. Donda is the upcoming 10th.
I know, he's got his
album,
cool.
Studio album. Is it Donda?
I can see anyway, why people
Kanye West
really
had a brand and he was in serious debt, but he came out the other side. So what I'm saying is go into debt to come out the other side.
Yeah.
It's not advice. It's not financial advice whatsoever, but no, I get it. Yeah, if you are a fashion, if you have your finger on the pulse, that's what every good job description outline in a resume, as in a you know, a job pitch is like, have you got your finger on the pulse when it comes to fashion? Are you up to date with the latest trends? Are you across the Adobe suite?
But surely we can do something where it's actually really cool.
I want to. What you outlined was not cool. A polo top with a patch. No one's wearing polo tops. I haven't seen someone wearing a polo top unless they're forced
like so hipster
into a company. What?
I understand the friction, which, so what I'm thinking about when I think about who's modeling the clothes, it's Georgie Boy. And so that's the thing. Yeah. I can't imagine you in a polo, but I can definitely imagine GB in a polo.
Yeah, I think it's more what would the Grogs, maybe we need to put out another survey. What kind of merch? It's
Grogs.
We
all have a signature item.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, because so you want the thing is, you want to wear something. It. You want to make sure that you're going to be daily wearing that thing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'd like that. It'd take away a lot of fucking questions for me. You know, who am I? What am I doing with my life?
If signature I just knew glasses. What- I could do glasses or whatever. There's
a lot of get options. Your blue light glasses on.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't wear them, can you?
I could. It would just need to, they'll just need to be prescription. Yeah. Anyway, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. What were you going to say, TJ? You're fired up.
I was just saying, fired up. I'm going to eat the rest of this vanilla slice and get back to it.
It does look really good. All right. Enjoy your Friday night, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.